CE, broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming at www.wdce.org. This is Curtis Steigers, and you are listening to the Cool Jazz Set. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Thanks, Curtis. Curtis Steiger is one of my favorite vocalists, and we'll hear from him in just a minute. Well, happy Easter, and welcome to the Cool Jazz Set on this absolutely beautiful Easter day. I hope you got to spend some time with your friends and your family and those that you love. And we've got a great show for you tonight, an Easter Jazz Fest, as it were, right here on your favorite jazz station. We'll get started with Mr. Curtis Steiger. I think you'll like this. Thanks for tuning in.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. Know what I know, the passing years will show. You've made my love so young, so new. And time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loved. Thank you.
Thank you.
The great Monty Alexander, what a friend we have in Jesus. And before that, we heard from Tom Bronzetti, great guitar player, and we heard Tad Dameron's Misty Night, and that was Neil Minor on bass, by the way, Tom Bronzetti on guitar from his album on Gut Strings Records. And we opened the show with a really nice recording that Gene Harris and Jack McDuff did together. Gene's a pianist and Jack McDuff the organist, and we heard from their album Down Home Blues, we heard Time After Time and featuring the great vocalist Curtis Stigers. Well, you're tuned to WDCE at 90.1 FM. This is the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce, here every Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. playing this great American art, this modern jazz with taste. And I'd like to give a very special welcome and a happy Easter to our listeners who are tuning in on WYAP Radio at 101.7 FM in Clay, West Virginia, and also our friends and listeners in Surprise Valley, California, who tune in on KDUP FM. Surprise Valley, the home of beautiful grandchildren. Up next, the four freshmen who will be here at the Glen Allen Cultural Arts Center this coming Friday night, but unfortunately they are sold out. So if you haven't signed up for tickets, it's probably too late, but I'll let you hear a little bit of them right now. This is the four freshmen and live trombones. I'm playing this for these two beautiful women in my studio tonight, Nancy and Whitney, and we're going to play Early Autumn.
Autumn wind brings them to the end of a faded summer love. When an early autumn walks the land and chills the breeze and touches with her hand the summer trees, perhaps you'll understand what memories I own. There's a dance pavilion in the rain, all shuttered down a winding country lane, all russet brown. Shows me a town grown lonely. I'm so alone. That dream of ours that started so April-hearted seemed made for just a boy and girl. I never dreamed it you any fall could come in view. So thank you. just a boy and girl. I never dreamed, did you, any flaw could come in view so early, early. So darling, if you can, won't you take the time to let me know I'll meet you anywhere. I miss you so. Brings them to the end of a faded summer love.
And that was the Steve Fittick group from his album Heads Up. Steve is the drummer and the leader of the band. That was Terrell Stafford, by the way, on flugelhorn, Tim Warfield on tenor sax, Sean Purcell, the great guitarist, and a fine young master bassist, Reagan Brough. And by the way, my friends that like to hear a little live jazz, I've got a great opportunity for you this coming Thursday night at the Best Jazz Cafe in the Virginia Museum from 6 until 9. Steve is bringing his trio down from D.C., and that will include Sean Purcell on guitar and Reagan Brough on bass. And I will be there, and I hope to see you there as well. There's no cover charge. The music is great, and you can order drinks and some food as well. So I hope to see you this Thursday night for the Steve Fittick Trio. We're lucky that they were able to get them to come down from D.C. Steve and Reagan and Sean are part of that great swinging big band, the U.S. Army Blues Big Band. Okay, just before Steve, we heard the Four Freshmen and live trombones from their album Early Autumn, and we will be listening to them live here on Friday night at the Glen Allen Cultural Arts Center. They sold out, so I can't promise you any tickets, but some of you I know have tickets because we've been promoting them, and I hope that to see you there. Up next, I'm going to play something from my trombone friends out there. This is the great Frank Rossellino with his group, his quartet, and a tune he wrote called Freedom. The great Frank Rossellino. Bye.
as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm a simple as puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't even spring. I'm a starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when I know it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I have yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way, and it might as well be spring. Yes, it might as well be spring.
Hi there, I'm Dave Koz. One of the great things about music is how it brings people together. Kids like to hang out, listen to music, and talk about what's hot and what's not on the music scene. And playing instruments and singing provides a way for young people to get together and interact in a cooperative and respectful way. Kids who play in school ensembles understand that every part has to work together for the result to be the magical art called music. Your local school music program provides a golden opportunity for a child to experience the rewards of learning music. Why not pay a visit to the music teacher to find out what's going on? You won't be sorry. Get your kids involved with school music.
And thanks, Dave, for that nice message. Music education taking place right here at WDCE at 90.1 FM and streaming at WDCE.org. The Cool Jazz Set brings you the very best in modern jazz every Sunday evening. We just heard a nice recording from our Canadian friend, Miss Sophie Millman, one of our favorites here, from her album Make Someone Happy on the Linus record label. It might as well be spring. The music by that was written by Richard Rodgers. The lyrics, Oscar Hammerstein wrote that. And before that, we heard a nice quartet, Frank Rossellino, the great trombonist. And then Sonny Clark was the pianist on that. Wilford Middlebrooks on bass. Stan Levy on drums. And we heard a tune written by Frank Rossellino entitled Freedom. I expect that he had some kind of relationship with a Miss Frieda, don't you think? Well, let's see. I want to play something for two good friends that I see occasionally on the weekends. This is the great Coleman Hawkins from a 1957 recording, and the trombonist on this, by the way, is J.J. Johnson. Hank Jones, the pianist, and Oscar Pettiford, the bassist. Coleman Hawkins playing a tune for my friend Laura and Gordy, and this is entitled Laura.
Thank you.
That was Richmond's own, the Central Virginia Jazz Orchestra, from their latest album, James River Jazz. And that was Shiny Stockings, written by Frank Foster. And by the way, lyrics for that, which you've probably heard many times, were written by none other than the great Ella Fitzgerald. The trumpet work on that, nice trumpet solo, was Jonathan Greenberg and Charlie Kilpatrick on piano. And the leader and alto and soprano saxophone on the big band is Dan Borlasky, the Central Virginia Jazz Orchestra.